The heat wave does continue across Southern California. However, it does look like we are on the downhill slide now after a week of this weather. And we still have some things going on, not just around the region, but there are excessive heat alerts in effect for other parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada. We've got a report on the effects of the heat wave from NPR's Danielle Carson.
In Los Angeles County's Antelope Valley, highs have been ranging between 106 and 110 degrees. In Palm Springs, 127 degrees. Utility companies are asking people to conserve their energy use. Southern California Edison's Robert Viegas says air conditioning eats up a lot of electricity and can strain the electrical grid.
It's the same as driving your car. If you run your car 24 hours a day at full speed, eventually something will break down. The same is true for our electrical system.
Wildfires have broken out across California because of the heat and sun. Dried out vegetation is the perfect fuel to spread wildfires. The one near Big Bear has burned more than 1,000 acres since Monday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Pasadena, California.
In fact, the Holcomb Fire burning north of Big Bear Lake that started Monday afternoon is currently 1,540 acres with 10% containment. There are more than 1,200 firefighters and a lot of ground equipment fighting that fire. Also, a dozen aircraft are part of the firefight. The blaze has damaged power lines in the area, and that is resulting in intermittent rolling blackouts in the Big Bear area. Bear Valley Electric is asking people to conserve, and they're hoping to maybe switch some of the power load around from lines that were damaged that come from Lucerne Valley into the Big Bear area. They're now going to try and switch those to lines that come from Riverside up the mountains.